KNOM Update News. I'm Lorelei Kinnean, and it's 9:02. We should know how much electricity can be produced from the geothermal resource at the Pilgrim Hot Springs in a matter of weeks. Drilling for the Pilgrim Hot Springs test well should begin today. The Alaska Center for Energy and Power Director Gwen Holdman says recent rain slowed things down a bit, but the drill rig is now in place. Drilling 1,000 feet to bedrock is expected to take a few weeks, and ASEP will conduct about 10 days of testing after that. Holdman says they estimate about 2 megawatts of sustainable power can be generated from the Pilgrim Hot Springs site.
You know, we think that that's a reasonable target. Could be a little bit more. It could also potentially be a little bit less. And that's really what this particular drilling program is really intended to figure out.
2 megawatts of geothermal energy has the potential to power about 1,300 homes. The temperature of the geothermal source at the Pilgrim Hot Springs is hotter than the only operating geothermal power plant in the state at Chena Hot Springs. Holdman says the temperature at Pilgrim is just under 200 degrees Fahrenheit, pretty close to boiling.
It's certainly capable of generating power. The question is it economic to export to serve Nome and potentially other places in the peninsula, or is it just something that could be developed for local use on site, which would be, you know, very possible as well?
In order to generate 2 megawatts of electricity, 2,000 gallons of that close to boiling water would need to flow from the wellhead,
which is that's a high flow rate. Of course, if we are able to draw up hotter fluids, then it's kind of proportional. You need less water if you have higher temperatures. But that's really, you know, that's kind of our estimate right now, 2 megawatts. We think that that's a realistic target, and that's what we're going to try to verify over the next few weeks.
A company called Patelco has expressed interest in building a power plant and transmission line to Nome if the flow is at a high enough rate. If so, the test well would then become a production well. Most of the funding for drilling the well this fall has come from the Department of Energy. However, Holdman says various local organizations have contributed. There's Unaduk, the current landowners, the Nome Chamber of Commerce, the City of Nome, and the Bering Straits, White Mountain, and Sitnasauk Native Corporations.
It's just been fantastic to see everyone really pull together and get behind this program. And so hopefully at the end of the day, we'll at least understand whether this resource could be developed, and if so, in what way.
Gwen Holdman is again the director for the Alaska Center for Energy and Power. She was the engineer and project manager for the only geothermal power plant in the state at Chena Hot Springs.
But I always thought that this resource out here on the Seward Peninsula had potential, and I've just felt really fortunate to be part of it. So yeah, who knows? We might be able to see a second power plant here in Nome someday.
And what can be developed should be known in roughly 3 weeks. Unaduk says access to the Pilgrim Hot Springs at this time is extremely limited for safety reasons. They'll open the springs up for recreational use once the testing is completed. And the state plans to announce the amount of this year's permanent fund dividend on September 18th. The eagerly anticipated event will be held in Anchorage, with Acting Revenue Commissioner Angela Rodell making the announcement. Most Alaskans receive dividend checks, which come from investment profits from the state's oil wealth savings account. The amount of investment earnings allocated to dividends is based on a 5-year rolling average of the permanent fund's performance. The average includes 2009 during the recession, when the fund posted a $2.5 billion net loss in statutory net income. The Alaska Permanent Fund Corporation last year transferred $605 million to the state permanent fund dividend division for checks. This year, the corporation expected to transfer $604 million. Last year's dividend was $878, the lowest since 2005. Alaska fishermen took up protest signs Wednesday at an Anchorage Walmart store. Their complaint is over a decision by Walmart officials to not sell salmon unless its source was certified as sustainable by the Marine Stewardship Council or another program. Fishermen say most Alaska seafood processors are no longer affiliated with the Marine Stewardship Council. The protest comes a day before state officials plan to meet with Walmart executives in Arkansas. A Walmart spokesperson says the meeting will give the state an opportunity to explain Alaska's own certification system, which the company is considering for alternate certification. And the Nome Public School received an obesity prevention and control grant through the Alaska Obesity and Prevention Control Program. The grant aims to improve student wellness through physical education, physical activity, and student access to nutritional food. The Nome Community Center applied for the grant and will partner with the Nome Public School to implement the program. Nome Community Center Director Danielle Slingsby.
It's a great relationship because it's an outside agency with extra supports being able to come into the school and supply needed education.
The Nome Community Center will hire the program coordinator, and the Nome Public School will provide office space and classroom access. The program coordinator will work with the physical education teacher and the school lunch coordinator to look at students' physical activity and school menus to create programs that increase the quality of students' nutrition and exercise. But Slingsby hopes the wellness education will not be for students alone.
If you address the issues with children, they also talk with their parents about it and are in effect advertising and sending this positive message to their parents, and at the same time also getting it themselves and kind of changing the culture around dieting and exercise.
No data has been collected on the obesity rates of Nome students and knowledge gap the program will seek to close through recording students' height and weight measurements and tracking those numbers over the years. But with a 2009 study reporting 26% of Alaskan high school students as overweight or obese, and with national obesity on the rise, Slingsby says it's important for Nome Community Center to respond to the state epidemic.
So Nome Community Center cares about obesity and obesity prevention because we care about people and we want to support and help and ensure that the people of the area have resources to live a healthy and quality life.
The Nome Community Center's mission is to provide support and enhance the quality of life for people of the Bering Strait region. The grant began July 1st and provides $150,000 per year. It will run through the end of the academic year for 3 to 4 years, funding dependent. And the price of gold in New York down $19.80 an ounce to $1,372.80. An ounce of silver at $23.35 down 21 cents. It's unofficially 45 degrees at the KNOM studios, 10 minutes after 9 o'clock.